Cure.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen. Appreciate you joining me. This program is originating from paradise. We are starting the show today with a new guest, a gentleman who Pam Reimer introduced me to, very, very interesting guy, Philip Silverman. Let me tell you a little bit about his background. He worked in the private client group at Merrill Lynch and Company while he was completing his bachelor's degree. He also has an MBA from New York's STEM School of Business. He's got an NASD Series 3, 7, and 63 registrations. He's a really, really bright guy who manages people's money, for lack of better terms. What Pam brought to my attention was Mr. Silverman's feelings about precious metals, and we all know how Big Al and you folks feel about that. We're pretty bullish, as is Philip, but he is talking right now about some inflationary issues that I think are very, very interesting, because that, you know, with the QE2, and now we're talking about QE3, I mean, my God, come on. For someone to discount the concept of inflation, it's like staying in a building if it's burning to the ground. Phil, let's talk a little bit about your thoughts about inflation. You're talking about maybe a 10% rise in clothing prices, as an example, starting here just in a month or two.
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing investors need to be looking at is inflation, primarily caused by devaluing the dollar, which is what is happening with our Federal Reserve. There, you know, the QE2 pumping in $600 billion upon the billions and billions they've already pumped in is just pushing down the dollar, which has a natural upward push on commodity prices, commodities across all the range of products. Think about it like this. If you can't trust the value of your financial assets or your dollars, what do you want? You want to hold things that have value, things that are real. Gold, silver, oil, other commodities that are going to have value, that are going to go at least be stable or go up in sort of an inflationary environment. So as long as we have the Federal Reserve doing this, inflation is going to be a significant issue coming in the near future.
I don't think there's any question about that. Personally, you know, what I think is interesting is, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were a pretty conventional guy, and I don't mean that, you know, in a derogatory standpoint at all, but I'll bet you when you started your career and you were, for example, with a private client group at Merrill Lynch, and when you were doing your grad work and the rest of it, I'll bet you things like, you know, what's going on with our monetary policy right now, I'll bet you, like me, never thought that we'd be dealing with things like this. I mean, this, you got to admit, is crazy.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, I would have never thought we'd be in the situation we were in. I mean, essentially, they just, you know, bubble after bubble, you see the internet bubble burst. They bring down rates and essentially pump up real estate. That just sends things out of whack, and now that comes bursting. And now they're pumping up all the money into the government bond sector,
yeah,
which at the end of the day, the buck's got to stop somewhere, and that's where it's going to stop, because there's no further place to push it from there. At some point, these deficits and these imbalances need to come back into line.
Sure.
Like, you can't have the government go – essentially not be able to handle these. There's no one to bail out the U.S. government. So they're going to need to get this in line. And the longer we wait, the harder the process is going to be. And we need to be cognizant of what steps they're taking. And if they're looking to take them, right now it doesn't really seem like there's anything significant that they're doing. I mean, the idea is, well, we're going to pump money into the system and we're going to grow out of this. You know, we're getting to the point where our debt burden is getting so high that it's going to start to decrease our prospects for growth. And we can keep pumping it in, but eventually your debt is going to overpower you, as it did exactly with the housing sector. People couldn't carry all the debt that they put on, and there it went. Now, the interesting thing about housing is that people defaulted, they were foreclosed upon. You start to take some of the debt out of the system. People write down the losses. However, that really didn't happen in our financial sector. all that debt got shifted onto the government. So
sure.
Now, how do we delever? That's going to be the question, because somehow we need to write down the debt, market to market, or devalue the dollar, which has an effect of essentially decreasing our liabilities. So it's a really difficult situation to be in. And so how does the average investor play this? By investing in things that will benefit in an inflationary environment.
Philip, I agree with you 1,000%. I don't think, you know, I was thinking as you were chatting here, just started a very, very interesting book that our CPA strongly suggested that I read, and I picked it up and I have not been able to put it down. But the book is called The Big Short, and I don't know if you've
heard. I've read it, yeah.
It's absolutely terrifying what, I don't recall the author's name, but what he brings out in there. You know, when you were talking about how we have to get our debt under control, et cetera, you know, the last number for a deficit that I heard, I just heard it yesterday, was $20 trillion, and that came out of the administration. There's a possibility that we'll be looking at a $20 trillion deficit. Philip, how do you get out of that one?
That's a good question. We're going to need to watch our spending. You know, we've got what we need to really be doing is we need to be spending our money on things that are investments, infrastructure,
I agree.
Technology,
mm-hmm.
things that have a return. We can't continue all this spending that adds no productivity. You know, we're going to need to tighten our belts. You either tax more or spend less.
Right.
And the reality is you need a combination of the two.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
That's really it. And the sooner we start to move towards those sorts of things, the sooner we can get through it. I mean, the American people are very resilient and resourceful. And I believe that we will be able to get through this at some point. But we've got to step up and do it.
Yep.
And, you know, it was interesting. I was saying to one of my analysts today, think about how it was in 2000, 2001, when things were going pretty bad. When you look back, it was so bad, but now when you look back, it really wasn't that bad comparatively.
Mm-hmm.
Had we taken the pain then, you'd be looking back and saying that was nothing compared to what we saw in 2007, 2008. So it's a tough question. I don't really have an answer as a silver bullet to fix it. It's just that we need to take it step by step and reevaluate how we're spending our money and our tax policy in the U.S.
I agree 100%. And it's, you know, it just amazes me how people can. Well, number one, what really amazes me if you look at the Republicans' budget as compared to the Democrats' budget. Okay, the difference is the R's are what? $50 billion less. Well, $50 billion, as my buddy Jeff Deist, who happens to be Congressman Ron Paul's chief of staff, said, is like spitting in the wind. I mean, it's totally...
It's nothing.
It's nothing, yeah. And it's very sad to me when we have people in office, leaders of our country, who are totally, totally centered on getting reelected as opposed to doing something good for the country, because you're right. We need to cut spending. We need to spend in areas that are going to increase productivity. And you know what? I got to tell you, man, I don't see that happening. I'm going to give you the final word. You have a minute.
Well, you know, I think the interesting thing is that, you know, these guys got to stand up and do what's right for the country, not what's right for the lobbyists and what's right for getting reelected. And I think, you know, it's going to be... Just to leave you, your listeners with some actionable ideas, I think people need to look at some non-correlated strategies, some things that can make money regardless if the market's going up or down. You know, there are some interesting trading strategies out there with options and things that, you know, can give you diversity so that, you know, you can weather whatever storms come down our way.
Philip, what I would like to do is I'd like to get you back on the show here 2 to 3 weeks down the road, and I'd like to talk about those strategies, and I'll tell you why. I think it's absolutely critical for people to be aware of stuff like this. Philip Silverman, thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
I'm Roger Rall at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rall, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rall at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You got to admit that Philip Silverman is a very, very interesting guy. You know, I find it intriguing, as I mentioned to him during the interview, that someone who was as, I would have to say, you know, when he was working in the for Merrill Lynch in the private client department, he had to be pretty mainstream at that point. And boy, he's sure not mainstream anymore, which I find to be really, really interesting. You know, really good money managers are able to adapt, and he certainly is. I am chatting right now with a buddy of mine who has had a lot of experience in the financial community, in the media side. Mark Davis has been done on-camera work on nationwide television. He has done a fair amount of print material that's been picked up by major newspapers all over the world. He has focused on the financial community probably since I've known him, which has been probably a year or so now, but I would have to guess longer than that. Mark's insights, you know, along with the guests, other guests on our show, are really, really valuable. And what he and I were chatting about off the air was his feelings about silver. Silver right now, silver has always been my favorite commodity to invest in if you're going to invest in the asset itself. I also have a fair amount of investments in companies that are involved in the silver industry, but let's hear what Mark has to say about it, because he's been doing a lot of work in that area recently. Mark, thanks so much for joining me, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Al. It's good to be on your show again.
You like silver?
Absolutely, and a lot smarter people than myself, actually, are big proponents of silver right now. I just got off the phone earlier today with James Steele, the senior analyst for HSBC Bank in New York, and which he refers to as the world's largest bullion bank. He's saying there's plenty of drivers out there for silver right now. In particular, he believes that the world's currency crisis is not getting fixed anytime soon, and there will be continued flight to gold and silver. And at the same time, silver is increasingly becoming recognized as a monetary metal and a hedge against global inflation.
Sure. I've liked silver over the years for two reasons. Number one, you know, it is a precious metal. But secondly, you know, it's it's a very, very valuable industrial metal at the same time. You know, you kind of get a bang for your buck from two different standpoints with that.
Yes, indeed. That's something else that Jim Steele was talking about. Likewise, when I interviewed Eric Sprott the other day, they're both believers that industrial demand will continue to be a big driver for silver. I believe industrial demand accounted for approximately 30-odd percent of silver demand just less than 10 years ago, and now it's up over 50%.
Yeah. People refer to it as the poor man's gold, but, you know, I got to tell you, I like it better simply because of the leverage I think that silver affords, you know, purchasers as opposed to the leverage that gold offers. Heard a prediction today from a site called MineWeb that I get a fair amount of information from, and MineWeb brought my attention to an article that was put out on Bloomberg where they quoted the top analysts of the last 2 years in terms of how did their predictions turn out. And these guys are saying they are looking in 2011 for silver to go upwards of something north of $36 an ounce. I would have to agree with that. What does Mark Davis think?
I think all the fundamentals are in place to propel silver higher and into that range. It's obviously right now it's trading around $30, and it won't take an awful lot of demand to push it higher, especially considering the Chinese used to be net exporters of silver. Now they're net importers. Their demand for silver, I mean, the Chinese government is encouraging its citizens to acquire silver. So, you know, as the middle classes in China continue to grow, they'll be soaking up more and more silver out of the market. And likewise, Eric Sprott is predicting, of Sprott Asset Management, is predicting that $50 an ounce for silver this year.
That wouldn't surprise me. We're going to be chatting with Trader Roger Wiegand, who does an awful lot of work on the show in the next segment. We'll get his views on silver. I know that he's very, very bullish also on silver, but I don't want to put words in his mouth since he's not here to defend himself, so to speak. But, Mark, you know, I'm curious. In terms of your career, you've done a lot of media work, both print and electronic, in the financial community. Why did you kind of go in that direction? And by that direction, I mean the financial community.
Because for a long time, I've believed that you know that the financial community is the driving force of the world economy these days, particularly with regards to the fact that specifically it's the metal sector that intrigues me the most, and precious metals. you know, I think we've all in the U.S. and Canada and the Europe in particular, we've all been borrowing our way to financial success for so many years, and now it's time to pay the piper. So, with, you know, the quantitative easing that's going on in the United States and in Europe, and the sovereignty debt crises that are a result of company of excuse me countries spending money they don't have and citizens spending money they don't have, it's becoming increasingly apparent that gold and silver are the places to be. We're reverting back to the times when people used to stash gold and silver under their beds, and these have been the ultimate forms of money for thousands of years, and it's becoming more and more apparent that is indeed going to be the case going forward.
You know, funny story, when Kathy and I, before we bought our place up at Semiahmoo, which is in northern Washington State, we leased a home for a year, and it was really, really, no, for 6 months, but it was really, really interesting how many silver bars this gal had around the house. You know, and they weren't, they're certainly not decorative, you know, but there was one on the bedstand, there was one in the living room, there was, you know, it's just really, really interesting how this, you know, very, I don't want to say middle America, but I would say, I'll bet real middle of the road politically individual had silver stashed all over her place. Let's talk a little bit about your new website real quick here. What's it all about?
Silverstocksmedia.com. It's a website that we're in the process of putting the finishing touches on, and it'll be launched within a few days. It is a website that is devoted to what we think will be the big story in 2011, which is the price of silver and the companies that are out there mining silver or developing properties that will be the silver producers of tomorrow. And of course, we're big believers here that silver stocks offer greater leverage to the price of silver than physical silver.
Well, I hope you're right, because one of my more prominent investments is a company that I believe you're working with, but it's a company called Arcana Corporation. They have a producing mine about 4 hours outside of Mexico City, and they are within the next week opening up a new major mining, you know, I'm not even quite sure what word to use here because it's not going into production right now, so I don't want to say
it's a groundbreaking ceremony.
Well, yeah, the groundbreaking ceremony for this development stage project of theirs in Mexico, which, if I'm not mistaken, could be the largest underground silver producer in North America. I mean, that's a big number, and that's Arcana Corporation. I have to say, in the interest of full disclosure, we own a fair amount of stock in Arcana Corporation that Kathy and I purchased, okay? And they're also sponsors, by the way, on our website. So anybody who wants to hear about a great silver company, and just click on their banner. Please don't construe this as being investment advice, because it definitely is not. Mr. Davis, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Big Al is going to be back in the next segment.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Costly pump outs and repairs, and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, Big Al is back as promised with Trader Raj. Mr. Wiegand and I are sitting in a studio down here in Palm Desert on our way to Phoenix tomorrow to go to the Cambridge House Gold Show. And Raj brought something to my attention that came out from an individual by the name of John Murphy, who Roger absolutely feels is his mentor, if anyone in the world is. Murphy came out today, Thursday, and said, quote, gold miners' bullish percent index turns up, and silver leads gold higher. What's the implication in your mind of this, Raj?
Well, first of all, you've got to consider the source where this information is coming from. John Murphy has written three books on futures, on stocks, and then another book, which is a combination of the two books, called Technical Analysis of the Financial Markets. When people ask me at the show what book should they read to learn about futures and stocks, this is the book that I recommend, Technical Analysis of Futures and Stocks. John Murphy was a partner with a company called Murphy Morris in Texas. He was previously the technical analyst for CNBC in New York on television for about several years. Today he's running a fund in New Jersey, to my knowledge. And to my surprise, I got an email today from our mutual friend, Laura Stein, and Laura sent this email because it's very particular in the expression of what is going to happen to gold miner stocks. And, of course, 90% of what I write about is gold miner stocks, and, of course, you're very active in the same field. The first chart that we saw today had to do with a point-and-figure chart, which is an old-fashioned mathematical chart showing us that gold and silver, the gold miners' bullish percentage has broken out in chart number one. That's very, very strong. The next thing is we don't trade or recommend trading in GLD, the ETF in gold, anymore, but we're looking at a breakout on the GLD chart with the price popping way above the 50-day moving average. Then the next chart, chart number three, has to do with silver, which is one of my favorites. And the silver chart is the SLV chart, and that particular chart has broken out above the 50-day moving average as well. Another chart that Mr. Murphy shows in his report is another breakout on the Junior Gold Mining Index. And it shows that that's very particular. Junior gold miners are now leading the GDX higher. This is very important on a breakout on the 50-day moving average because this is the sector that we follow the most. The next chart he shows is the GDX, which is another index chart, and price is popping up. It's up underneath long-term resistance, but it looks like it's going to go through it. Then the very next chart he shows is the SLW, which is the silver Wheaton, and we like that one from an expression of what's going on in silver, not so much to trade it and invest it, although it's a good company, but because of the fact it is so large, like Goldcorp is for gold, that it's a very good leading indicator. On this chart, we're seeing a major breakout gap with price jumping up on the SLW, that's silver Wheaton. So that's about the fourth or fifth one that's bullish. The next one we're looking at is one that I'm not familiar with. It's called the REX, and that particular chart, I can't follow it.
So you can't follow it, and you know it's probably suffice it to say, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but everything right now for metals, specifically silver, is highly bullish.
And here's the final capper.
Yeah.
GG Gold Corp, which everyone looks as the premium Cadillac in the gold industry, the price was stuck at two moving averages and did a major breakout above both of those averages today. If that isn't a bullish indicator, I have no idea what is.
Sure.
I think that's fantastic.
Well, we're in some interesting times right now. There's no question about that. You know, Roger, I had a reader on our blog, and by the way, and I want to stress to our listeners, please, please utilize the comments section. Very easy to do on our website. When there's something that we talk about that you find of interest, just click on comment here, and it's real simple how to give your views on that. We're getting over 100 a week of those right now just on that alone. So I appreciate Eric and everybody else who's writing in. I want to say, though, one of the listeners mentioned that he said, Al, could I have a question for you? Let's talk about what you're saying is the decoupling between the conventional stock market and the stock market that includes those companies that are involved in the precious metals industry. And my simple response to him was, in the conventional stock market, oftentimes you're not buying anything that's really that you can put your hands around, things that you can, you know, touch, feel, etc. Whereas if you're buying stocks of companies that have proven assets in the ground, you know, or are actually producing gold or silver, you've got a real call on something that has real value. And I think that when the public realizes the difference between these two segments of the financial markets, I think a lot of people are going to abandon the conventional market and go to the precious metals market. What do you think?
Well, I agree with that, and we've been trying to discover for the better part of the last 18 months, 2 years, when, in fact, would precious metal stocks and the metals themselves decouple away from the U.S. dollar and decouple away from the broader stock market. And I can't explain it in this short interview, but suffice it to say, we've seen tiny little indicators that are growing larger and larger that indicate to me that gold no longer is tied that much to the U.S. dollar, and in fact, the gold and silver stocks are no longer tied as much as they were to the broader stock market.
You really don't think so?
I don't think so.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We're recording this, you guys out there, on Wednesday, on our way to Phoenix for the Cambridge House show tomorrow. But you know, gold closed today 1375.20. That was a pretty big, that was a nice jump. Silver was off a little bit today, but it's still above $30. It's $30.66 an ounce. What's going on with the U.S. dollar? Well, the U.S. dollar went down. It went down 0.35 on the index to 78.26. Well, you know, there's an indication there's an indication right there, Raj, of the decoupling, huh?
I would say so.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. You know, you and I have known each other for quite some time now, and your hot button hasn't always been precious metals. You know, you've always been very interested in political subjects, et cetera, but you've been going like gangbusters for the last 2, 3, 4 years on precious metals.
Well, it's the field that I like the best. When I started trading individually on my own almost 20 years ago, I started out in silver futures,
yeah,
which is a very difficult market to trade when you're a newbie. But since then, I've learned a lot more about the markets and how to trade silver in particular. And it's one of our favorites when we trade future silver spreads.
Yeah.
And we've got some. In fact, just this week, Al, we closed half of one May silver spread on Monday and made over 100% on it. And this is the second trip through on the May contract.
Wow. That's pretty interesting. And you're continuing to say that's the area for folks to be.
Absolutely.
In. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've been there for quite some time. I like it a lot. I like the companies, certainly that we're invested in, and I'm very, very comfortable with that. You look like you have something you want to say. What's that?
Well, you showed me today something from MindSight.
Yeah.
And they made a forecast, and I like their forecast because it matches my forecast.
Right.
They said gold will reach 1620 an ounce this year. This is from a Bloomberg report. I said 1607.
Mm-hmm.
So good enough for horseshoes. I'm pretty happy about that. Then they said silver could climb as high as 36 an ounce this year. And my first big jump up from our resistance where we are today was $35 and change, very close to their 36. So, you know, maybe we're the same techies doing the same work, but it's nice to know that they're in agreement. And this source was from Bloomberg.
Well, and taking it one step farther, it was from Bloomberg. It was four sources, and they were people who Bloomberg labels as the top four analysts based on the accuracy of their predictions. So they're pretty close. I'll tell you, you guys out there, we got to get Roger involved with Bloomberg. He's a pretty bright guy, and for all of our listeners, you know, send emails or call Bloomberg and say, you know, there's this guy from Michigan who really knows what he's doing. Hey, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with somebody else who knows what he's doing. The mercenary geologist, Mickey Falk, going to be right back at you.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the Corlin Economic Support Time. Now, Corlin, appreciate you joining me. First three guests have been really, really interesting guys. You know, when you talk about macroeconomic issues, all of these people, you know, Roger Wiegand and the rest of them are just, they're really, really on top of it. And I know that what they have to say is, it certainly is of value to me, and I know it's got to be of value to you. I'm chatting right now with the gentleman who is involved with our organization. His name is Carter Smith. Very, very highly educated guy who, after graduating from university in the United States, went up to Canada, went to film school, and now is specializing in doing video work for mining companies. And it's always interesting to talk to someone who has a fresh look on the industry. And the reason I say that is, you know, some of us old guys get crotchety and set in our ways and the rest of it, and oftentimes you're not going to get a real objective opinion. But when you're talking with somebody like Mr. Smith here, you're going to get an objective opinion because that's just kind of the way he is. Carter just got back from Guyana where he shot video for Lawrence Ralston, who is a good buddy of mine. They met with a number of people in Guyana in terms of government officials, et cetera, et cetera. They visited a number of mining companies down there. And I wanted to get him to talk a little bit about what's going on down there, because you know what? A lot of us don't realize how really active an area Guyana is. Thanks for taking some time, buddy. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, Al. It's great to be here.
Okay, so you went back. You were down there about 2 months ago. Number one, tell the listeners why you went down there and what you saw.
Sure. Thanks, Al. Basically, I was going down there, like you said, with Lawrence Ralston to film a number of different mine sites for about four different publicly traded companies all around the country.
Okay.
So basically, we flew down there, and we landed in Georgetown, is the capital of Guyana, and from there we hopped in planes and helicopters and flew to a number of different mine sites around, and it was a great trip.
Well, let me just ask you a couple of questions. Number one, was your impression? I mean, Lawrence Ralston is a real veteran in the industry. You know, he's educated as a geologist. He doesn't go to areas where there isn't something going on and where there isn't something that certainly merits his subscribers' attention. What exactly, in terms of the mining industry, is going on in Guyana right now?
From my very limited understanding of the technical side of it, it seems to be a lot of exploration work that's going on down there. All the sites that we visited, only one of them actually had a drill on it. The rest was all they were doing geophysical and just sampling, essentially.
Sure.
But what really kind of blew me away about it was there was still a lot of work that was happening down there in the sense of indigenous people. So, like I said, of the four sites that we went to, only one had a drill rig on it, but all four had indigenous artisanal miners on there. So every single one of them had either a sluice box or some type of small placer operation that was going on, and that was fascinating to see.
I don't know what they call them in Guyana, but I know down in the properties that I visited down in Chile, they call them picaneros. And I'll tell you, some of those guys, you know, some of those guys do pretty well with their informal mining techniques. You know, in terms of the society down there, the people, you know, Rillin Bailey was on the show last week, and she was talking about how important it really is for mining companies to be involved in the communities that they're working, because, you know, if you don't have the people on your side, you're done, man. I mean, there's just no way that you're going to be able to do much of anything. I mean, are people in Guyana open? And when I say people, I'm not talking about government officials. I'm talking about, you know, the average person in the street. Are they pretty open and friendly towards the mining industry?
Oh, absolutely. They all know that with the larger mining companies coming in to bring in, you know, larger scale operations that go deeper into the bedrock and that sort of thing, all it's going to do is create more opportunity for them, in a sense, because in order to get down there for these bigger companies, there's a certain level of infrastructure that has to exist.
Sure.
And some of these places are pretty remote. In order to get to these companies, or to these properties, rather, with some of this rather expensive equipment and bigger operations, roads are going to have to be built. All sorts of different, like I said, infrastructure is going to have to go in place, and that only means opportunity for some of the local people.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about government support. You know, again, I have never been to Guyana, and my knowledge of that area is totally, totally limited. But what's the government doing to support, you know, the out-of-towners, for lack of better terms, the foreign mining companies that are coming in there? I mean, I'm assuming that they're getting a fair amount of support. Am I correct?
You would be correct. You would have to talk to Lawrence a little bit more to get some of the finer details. But in our meeting with the Prime Minister, as well as the Guyana kind of Mining Council, they both expressed their want to make the country more favorable to foreign investors and foreign explorers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the feeling that I got was that Guyana is open for business and that they are very much trying to increase their exposure to that market.
Yeah. Tell our listeners a little bit about the meeting that you guys had with the Prime Minister. I mean, you know, it isn't every guy who gets to meet with the Prime Minister of a country, you know, even the size of Guyana. Tell us about that meeting.
Well, it was the first time that I had ever met a very high-ranking government official, so I, too, was somewhat kind of starstruck in a sense. He was a very friendly guy, and the meeting was I'd call it informal,
yeah,
in a sense, because it was a number of the mining executives sitting around a table, and we were just kind of discussing basically in a very broad sense the country and the mining regulations that were in place, as well as possible things that were coming in the future as far as making things more favorable to foreign explorers, as well as even just infrastructure things that were coming down the pike.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about how secure, if in fact you felt secure, how secure Carter Smith felt down there. You know, a lot of people go down to, they'll go to countries in that part of the world and they'll have a preconception that it's going to be dangerous. You have to travel places with armed guards, et cetera, et cetera. What was your experience along those lines?
You know, there was nothing like that, to be honest. I never personally felt threatened. And actually, one cool thing about Guyana is that it's the only English-speaking country in South America. So, you know, there's not a language barrier there. I heard stories about some things happening to some people in some of the cities, but it's like anywhere else. To me, where, I mean, as long as you keep your common sense about you and you don't go down certain alleys that look foreboding, I mean, you're going to be fine.
Well, you know, I get a bang out of people who, you know, they run around flapping their feathers about how dangerous Mexico is. And, you know, I would have to point out to them, having done a fair amount of traveling around the world, that you probably have more violence in Vancouver, British Columbia, New York City, L.A., Seattle, Washington. You know, you have as much violence there damn near as you do in a lot of the South American countries. What are some of the companies you guys took a look at?
There are four companies that we visited. The first one that we visited was the first company that we visited was Sand Spring Resources, and their project is called the Toroparo Project.
Sure.
After that, we visited Takara, and their project is called the Tathawini Project.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we went out to the western part of the country, and we visited Argus Metals and their Port Kaituma Project. And then the fourth one was Shoreham Resources, and we visited a couple of their little properties out. One of them was called Matthews Ridge, and then the other one was called Five Star.
I'm actually fairly familiar with Shoreham, not as to what they're doing down in Guyana, but the president of the company is a guy who I've known for a lot of years, and very capable geologist, really a good guy. I have done a bit of work with him in the past, and he is an interesting individual. So, in the interest of full disclosure, I've got to say a couple of things here. Number one, I certainly don't own stock in any of the companies that Carter just mentioned, and whether or not he does is for him to say. They are also not sponsors on our website. So, in this particular segment, you're getting truly arm's length information. Also, when we talk about companies on this program, please understand neither I nor the guest who I'm speaking with is a registered investment advisor. And so don't, for gosh sakes, construe this as being investment advice because it isn't. I would have a suggestion to make to you. You know, over the years, I have stressed how important it is to do your own due diligence, to do your own examination of areas, you know, and keep as open a mind as you possibly can, because that's how opportunities present themselves. And I want to strongly suggest, you know, take a look at the video that Carter shot down there with Lawrence Ralston, and take a look at the area. Who knows? It could very well be the next Carlin trend of the world. Carter, thanks so much for your time, buddy. Appreciate it. Listen, you guys, Big Al's going to be back in the next hour. We're going to talk about some companies, and we're going to talk about some mining issues. Stick around.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.